Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Pretty Much Podcasting, your how-to guide to pretty much living. A podcast that deep dives into the navigations of life, unwavering self-love, and faith-led living. I am Nikayla Tenise, your host and your new audit bestie. And today we'll be discussing being a work in progress. Guys, today has been quite a roller coaster. And even just sitting here in the comfort of my room, I'm rewinding the day. Last night, I dropped my phone in the shower and I ended up getting water damage in my phone. And I was just thinking, like, drop it in rice. Look, I kept trying to charge my phone and it was not charging. And every hour of the night, I'm just praying, like, please work. It even 30 minutes before I went to where I needed to go, it still wasn't working. So I was running from place to place trying to fix this cellular device. And we all know our phones are our babies. So for me, I'm literally in panic mode, thinking about the what ifs and how much this will cost and how. And I'm spiraling and I'm spinning. And just as I was about to drop a bag and some more on this phone, y'all, why did my service guy, I'm with AT&T, he figured out something. And I don't know what he did, but it had to be a miracle because it began to work once more. You guys, the relief that rolled from my shoulders, the sigh and the moment of reclaimed peace I felt over me. And in that moment, I knew that I wanted to create this episode to be for my friends in a phase of their life where you're in doubt of who you are and what you should be. I want this episode to be your reclaimed saving grace, the relief that everything will be okay. I want to start off by saying we as humans will always be a work in progress. You will always feel like you're working on something in your life, whether that's schooling, a better mindset, your physical appearance, your faith, your materialistic things, because those matter too, your relationships, pretty much anything. But today, I want to shed light on being a work in progress, but also still choosing to live through your changes, to live through the adjustments, and to live through the cliche term we call healing. We're always speaking of being in our healing phase, but I want to challenge you to still live even during your healing. I want to remind you that life can get away from us in a heartbeat. And if we're always focusing on the work and the labor of ourselves and not focusing on who we are now, we lose touch of the present of our lives at this very moment, because you can only be you during this time, only once. We will always be working, but you should always be progressing and living. To work, but to progress in living is all about balance. If knowing now that you will always be a work in progress, it gears you to know that there's not much to do but to progress in being present in the moments of your current life. There's no need to put everything in your life on hold because of the workload you created to be a better self, or because it may seem like you're not quite where you need or want to be. I know this because you are a motivated individual and you will succeed in everything you put your mind to. I actively want to say to everyone listening that you are a faithful servant of God, and because of his good works, you will be what you are destined to be regardless of the time. Isaiah 60:22 says, "When the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. Know that all your work that is impending will come to completion, and when you put your trust in the Lord, you'll soon realize that time is not a factor because he's never late. He is always on time, and he may not come when you want him to, but he's in steady pace to be where you need him." I thought about it and I said, when we are not working and choosing to not progress in life, we tend to self-sabotage. Yeah, that's right. We tend to self-sabotage the good that falls into our lap. We turn relationships down because we feel as if we're not ready. We fumble internships and job offers because we claim to not be well equipped to handle such a duty. We lose friendships because we mask what hurts. We wallow in what we are not at this current time. But when you are working and choosing to progress in life and living, we grow. We choose that relationship because that relationship chooses us, regardless of the baggage we may bring. We accept the job offer because we know we will grow as time goes on, because learning never stops, even after schooling. We deepen friendships when we are vulnerable to what is hurting us. We choose to progress in living. When you finally decide that you are well equipped to be who you need to be, you're not afraid of what the future holds, because it's all in the works of becoming. God doesn't sit opportunities of living in your life for no reason, because if you're a work in progress, why not let God work? Let it be in the hands of God. You are a work in progress, but God has set it for you to be complete in the time to come. You have always had a calling on your life before you were ever born. I have this strong pull to say that you are not where you want to be, but that's okay, because you're exactly where you need to be. Each phase of you creates the person that you have prayed to be. And I always say, you must enjoy the journey to the destination just as much as the victory at the end. Enjoying the journey no matter the setbacks and the pit stops, because those moments of adversity is what creates who you truly will be. And I said will be because I know that's who you're going to become. You're becoming someone amazing in this world. And if no one has told you, then I will. We need people like you in this world. Those who are selfless. Those whose hearts are 3 times bigger than their chest. Those who lend hands, and those who are brave. Those who chooses to do good and not bad. Those who bring life into everything, into every room they step in. We need you. As we conclude this thoughtful episode of Pretty Much Podcasting, I want you to remember that life is a work in progress, but living is too. We must embrace our journey, cherish our fleeting moments, and trust that you are exactly where you need to be. If you would like to keep the conversation going or share your own experiences, or find me on social media, at Pretty Much Podcasting and at NikaelaXO on Instagram. I'd love to hear your stories, your struggles, and of course, your triumphs. Remember, life is pretty much a journey best shared. So thank you for sharing a piece of your day with me. I'll see you all next week on Pretty Much Mondays. I'm sending you all the love. This is Nikaela Tenise signing off. Bye. Oh,